Okay.
Yep.
Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media Station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What's the best advice for a struggling gambler?
Stop gambling.
Yeah, well, most people's biggest mistake is betting too much. Not in terms of money, but in terms of too much volume.
I do that, and I wish that I didn't bet with as much volume as I do, but it's a tough habit to break sometimes.
Yeah, especially and when you get into college basketball and you're looking at all these games, you find reasons to play more.
The other thing you don't want to do is if you're in a down stretch, don't start upping the size of your bets to try to get back. And I think as far as Kawhi goes, I think everyone's like in some kind of a hurry with Kawhi, except for Kawhi. He's not in a rush because he knows he's the big prize. So he's enjoying this process. It's obviously a decision he's got to take very seriously because he's going to be stuck in this place for the next 4 years, 5 years, whichever route he goes. So he wants to make sure it's the right thing. And if I'm Kawhi, I'm not worried about what teams are doing, you know, in the meantime. If my decision is keeping you from signing Danny Green, that's a you problem, not a me problem, because guess what? I'm the big ticket here.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, and you know the number for that. You can also get on the Twitch channel and comment there, although it's pretty quiet today. And efforting to get the pregame crew, but they may be off today. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully they're working, but you know, they're big stars now.
Yeah.
They might be taking that extra day off like everybody else did, except for Palillo and Joel and Barry and us.
We're hard workers.
And Patrick Creighton tonight. Guess who's producing that show?
Juggalo Trey.
Is this his debut?
This is his debut.
All right. I think he'll do well.
I hope he does.
I don't know if you saw this story, but...
Can I give one more Little Mermaid thing? I saw this tweet.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
If you're mad the Little Mermaid isn't white, wait until you find out about Jesus. I thought that was pretty funny. Because you know that's the people, the same people who are super pissed off about it.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be... Well, no, what? Jesus wasn't white?
What?
Really? He was from the Middle East. And, you know, there's not a lot of white people in the Middle East. I don't know. So, I love stories like this, and I shouldn't, where animals win against people.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's good.
Sometimes it's good. This one I don't know how to respond, but 61-year-old Ettore Weber, was a lion tamer for Italy's most famous circus. And apparently, he was rehearsing for his act when one of the tigers knocked him to the ground, and the other three cats then pounced on him and mauled him to death.
Womp.
I don't know how I feel about this because, well, first off, you know, if you think tigers are your friend, even if you work with them every day, odds are they're going to want to eat you at some point.
Yeah.
That's just what tigers do. So
it's in their nature.
Yeah. So maybe you're not actually considered a tamer if you can't tame your tigers to not eat you. He suffered a number of serious injuries, including severe trauma to his spine. The attack reportedly took place in the hours before the show on Thursday was due to start. It's not clear what will happen to the animals involved, although according to reports, they've been transferred to the zoo safari. So I guess they get to, you know, it's not really their fault that a human being was in there with them.
Right.
Without anything to stop them from eating him. So, it's not been announced whether the shows will continue. But they will definitely continue without the...
They'll continue without him.
But
his show's over.
How viral would that have went if it had happened during an actual show? As opposed to rehearsal.
So, I mean...
I'd watch it.
I don't want to say it would have been great.
No, but
kinda would have been great.
It would have been great, yeah. Apparently, the UK has banned circuses from using wild animals in their performances now. So, which, apparently, there's a circus in Germany that phased out all the wild animals and are using holograms. And that is a really creepy elephant hologram. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, I'm torn on it. Like, because I feel like I don't necessarily like elephants being used in the circus and stuff like that, but I mean, it is kind of cool to see them do stuff. I feel bad for the elephants, but
yeah,
I don't know.
ATF Tony the Tiger would say they're great.
Yeah.
Wait till the mermaid crowd finds out about Cleopatra.
Yeah,
that's gonna sting a little bit. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Your Astros back in action tonight with the...
It's a Miles Straw day.
Yeah, I know you're very happy about that, that major day.
Yeah. That's the one good thing that happened today.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're not counting the show?
The show's okay.
All right.
We've been all right.
I thought it was okay.
We've done okay. It's not as good as Miles Straw starting.
Ah.
But it's pretty good.
Okay.
Listen, I've had a pretty rough day, Fred.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell.
I stopped for breakfast at a taqueria.
Yeah.
In Seguin, Texas. A taqueria, as Fred would call it. Unless you request, apparently, corn tortillas, they serve on flour.
Okay, isn't that fairly common, though?
I don't know.
I think most places around here, you have to ask for corn.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, flour's kind of the default.
No, that's the default white people taco.
Well, that's too bad. You're a white person.
Fred, this is what Mike's talking about. You just say, well, too bad. It's white. We're because white people are, we get our tacos our way.
Yeah. So, and if you want them with corn, you get them with corn. You ask. It's that simple. I don't see what the complaint is here, frankly.
Well, first of all, people shouldn't be eating tacos on flour tortillas anyway, unless you're a child.
But that's your choice.
It is. But unless you're a child, it's the wrong choice.
Okay. That's an opinion.
No, that's a fact.
No, it's an opinion. It's not a very good one, but it's an opinion.
It's a 100% fact.
No,
B.
No, that's just how you do it.
Why don't you eat your tacos on a piece of white bread or a hot dog bun then, Fred? I mean, come on, what's next?
I'm not even saying what I eat my tacos on, but sometimes I like flour, sometimes I like corn. It depends on the place. It depends on the taco.
If you order a breakfast taco with sausage, egg, and cheese.
Okay, that's a go-to for me.
Okay, what are you expecting?
Sausage, egg, and cheese.
What kind of sausage?
What do you mean?
You're talking about like... ground up sausage, yeah. Patty, right?
Yeah.
Not,
yeah.
Slices of sausage like...
Oh, no, no, no. Like, that's not... No.
Okay. No. That was in the sausage, egg, and cheese tacos. My wife ordered sausage, egg, and cheese. I ordered chorizo, so mine came like it's supposed to come.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
But their sausage was like cut up pieces of sausage like you'd get at a barbecue place. Super weird, right?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Also...
although it's unique...
If you call yourself a taqueria, don't use American cheese.
Oh no, you can't do that.
That's offensive.
Yeah,
it's either queso fresco, Monterey Jack, cheddar is fine. Like, there's a lot of options. American
pepper jack, even. I mean, you could do a lot of things, but American is not.
American's not acceptable if you're called a taqueria. If you're Taco Bell, okay, I expect it, but. Don't give me shredded American cheese. That's trash.
Okay.
So hey, man.
Yeah.
That. My wife got at a taqueria, a flour tortilla filled with eggs, cut up links of sausage, and American cheese. It's a damn crime.
The American cheese, I'll go with you on. The flour tortilla, that's... That's just a matter of personal preference.
No.
But you can't, you know, you can't put American cheese on there. That just, and that's just pure communism. So.
Are there tacos that you should order and you expect them to come on corn?
I've never expected. I've asked for it.
Like if you order pastor, don't you expect it to come on corn?
I've never ordered that. I don't even know what that is. So
if you order like Amiga's taco, wouldn't you expect that to come on corn?
It depends on where I am, I guess. To me, you always have to ask for corn.
It should be the other way around.
No, that's just your personal preference.
I mean, that's how tacos were invented, Fred, on corn tortillas. It's not personal preference.
It's
your personal preference that you should have to ask for corn.
Yeah, I don't mind asking for corn. It doesn't ruin my day that I have to ask for a corn tortilla.
It ruins mine.
Well, that's the difference.
Communists like you should have to ask for flour because you eat like a 10-year-old. You should have to say, you should have to embarrassingly say, I want my taco on kid tortillas. Can you put ketchup on it instead of salsa? That's what flour tortillas are. They're acceptable in burritos. That's what a flour tortilla is for, a burrito.
Again, that's fine for you. Just go and tell them you want corn. What's the big deal?
You tell them that.
Why does it ruin your day?
You tell them that at your taqueria.
I don't have to because they make them on flour at mine.
It's ridiculous.
It's only the consensus best place in the city, too. But when I get chorizo, I like corn. I like to ask for corn when I get the chorizo.
Okay.
Because it tastes better for some reason on there. But if I get sausage, egg, and cheese, for instance, which, by the way, they do perfectly because the sausage is mixed with it and cooked with it.
In the eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, but I'll always get that on flour. But I mix it up. You know, I like different things there. Somebody says there's a lot of Mexicans that eat tacos with flour tortillas.
Not real ones.
Somebody wants to know, was there a barbecue joint next to the taqueria? I've seen that sausage, but... and brisket before with American cheese.
No, I don't. Well, there may have been. I don't know. I don't know my way around Seguin all that well.
And says breakfast tacos usually come on flour tortilla. Lunch tacos are on corn usually.
But there's some tacos, if you order for breakfast pastor or Migas tacos, they have to come on corn. If that's an option on your breakfast taco, and this place didn't have a breakfast or lunch tacos distinction. It just said tacos. These are the available things. So there's got to be some sort of distinguish, some way to distinguish. I kind of get it if you order like bacon, egg, and cheese, that'll come on flour.
Yeah.
Unless you ask. I get that.
Actually, the bacon I like on corn too.
But if you ask for a pastor taco and they put it on a flour tortilla, you should lose your food license.
I don't even know what that is. I'm pretty simple when it comes to my tacos.
You're simple on all your food. You eat the things in the most basic way possible.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a fancy.
You're not.
Our Twitch user wants to know, does Lance eat his brisket with corn or flour tortilla?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Don't get me started on that again.
I think brisket tacos should be on corn.
I would think so, too.
Most of the ones I've had that are good have been on corn.
Like smoked brisket tacos?
Yeah,
I would think so.
Yeah. Which you can't get those everywhere, but there's some places that do them really well. All right. 713-780. Yes, Ben, you told me that 5 minutes ago, didn't you? And then we got off into
a taco argument.
Well, not really an argument. I'm just, I think you're overreacting. That's
I think
all.
You're defending flour tortillas, which is weird.
I guess it's a white person thing.
A breakfast burrito.
That's breakfast burrito has a lot more going on though. It's got beans and everything else in it. That's significantly more. So tacos I like simple. I like if for instance I'm going to get a breakfast taco, which I prefer tacos for breakfast by the way. But if I'm going to get one and it's going to be sausage, egg, and cheese, it'll be a flour tortilla and I'll put some salsa on it.
Okay.
And that's delicious. But I don't need whatever this fondue thing is that you're talking about.
Well, fondue.
Yeah. What the? I don't even.
Tacos al pastor. It's like the most delicious taco in the world.
Never had it.
Oh, you got to try it. On corn, preferably.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers. And you know what? It's hot out there. So how about a cool mattress? You can check out the Can mattress line with ice blue temperature neutral technology. How cool is that? This is what I love about Texas Mattress Makers. They're constantly providing new stuff to help you sleep better. You can get in three different feels of Euro plush, firm, and plush. It's cool, comfort, handcrafted just for you. And how about this? Maybe you got some people coming in and you want to make sure they get to sleep on a great mattress. Go pick it up right now. Texas Mattress Makers, straight from the factory, queen bed starting at $449. If you went to a retail store, you're going to pay 50% more even than what you're paying now, what you're going to pay at Texas Mattress Makers, because they make the mattresses, they sell them directly to you. And guys, this is, guess what? Today's Yuval's birthday. Happy birthday to Yuval. So go visit him. 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood, or Texas Mattress Makers at 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, exit 742. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price. Guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I don't know what was going on with the clock, but during the break, it was flipping between 6:22 and 4:22. I looked up and saw 4:22, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, this is the slowest show ever.
This show is dragging. Jeez. Apparently, we've set everybody off. We've triggered everyone with the taco talk. So, 409 says, to make it clear, anything on a flour tortilla is a burrito. All tacos are corn, coming from a real Mexican. Sorry, just because you're a real Mexican doesn't make you right on that.
I will say this, and I told you during the break, if you're a taco place that makes your own flour tortillas, I'll allow it. But if you're pulling tortillas out of a bag,
is that what they were doing?
These weren't okay. homemade flour tortillas. It's embarrassing. I mean, dude, imagine taking the time to make your own tortillas and then putting American cheese on.
Yeah, that
would, I mean, it's just offensive to the whole culture.
Holly says she's working out, and the second segment is making me so hungry and miserable.
She's not working out. She's lying.
Go get something after the workout.
Daniel says real tacos are on corn double tortillas each. That's what I believe in. Because someone else said, who was it? Oh, Laura, Chorizo y Huevo said, you always put migas on flour tortillas so you don't double up the corn tortillas in the taco. Trust me. Look at my Twitter handle. I always double up. Double corn. It's the only way. Otherwise, it'll fall apart.
Yeah, you can't just do one. Maria says, real Mexican tacos don't have cheese. They have salsa.
Yeah, queso fresco is like, that's pretty standard on tacos. I'm going to disagree on that. But salsa is also... Yeah,
I like salsa on mine.
I do too. You like red or green?
Red.
This place only had red. No green option.
Okay. Again... That's probably not, that's probably not a good place. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, it was a bad place. I went to a place in Corpus. We had breakfast tacos there too. And it was like, I mean, you could tell it was pretty legit. It used to be a tire store. And now they serve tacos out of it.
Yeah.
They had it going on. They knew how to do things right. If it was supposed to be on corn, it came on corn. Double corn. So it didn't fall apart. They gave you red and green salsa. They didn't use American cheese. That place had it going on. That's the one good thing I'll say about Corpus for this entire show. Probably ever.
Let's get George on. What's up, George?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah. Hey, I got one comment about tacos. Breakfast tacos, you got to have barbacoa with extra fat on corn tortillas.
I like barbacoa, too. It's not always an option, though. It's not always available. And some, like, white people taco places will just call beef barbacoa. It's not, like, legit cheek meat.
Right, right.
You want that good stuff off the head.
Yeah, like I said, I'm pretty fortunate because I live really close to a great, great taco place. And I, you know, mostly get breakfast tacos there, though.
Okay.
More so than lunch because their breakfast tacos are amazing. But there's another place that I tried, and I'm not going to name them because I didn't like their tacos, but they don't have cheese in their tacos for breakfast. I mean, not cheese, eggs.
Oh, okay.
I kind of have to have eggs in my breakfast taco.
I mean, that's what makes it a breakfast taco.
Right.
To me, that's what separates a breakfast taco from a regular taco.
Sure.
Can I change the subject? Do we have anything particular you wanted to get to here?
Not really. I've got...
Are we about to hit a break, Aaron? Oh. We'll do it on the other side. This is more than 1 minute's worth of conversation. Let's just hit it now. I want to... I'm fascinated by DNA.
Yeah.
And I found something today that is eye-opening. How about that?
Did you see the Ancient Aliens where alien DNA was trying to mix with...
Okay. No. It's not that either.
Oh, okay. Because that would be kind of cool if that's what you wanted to talk about. But, all right. We'll do it when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hell no, I'm hungry too. I blame you for this.
You're welcome.
All right, so if you're not going to do ancient alien DNA, then what is it?
What if I told you that a new study says that women retain and carry living DNA from every man with whom they've had sexual intercourse? The University of Seattle and the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center says that is the case. They found it out by accident, actually. They said they were initially attempting to identify whether ladies who were pregnant with a son are more susceptible to specific neurological illnesses that take place more regularly in males. But as the scientists picked apart the female brain, the research study began to drift hugely off course. And what they actually found is that the female brain is far more complex than we previously believed.
I could have told you that.
The research study found that female brains typically harvest male microchimerism, or to put it simply, they found the existence of male DNA that stemmed from other individuals. These cells are genetically unique from those made up of the host female. According to the research, 63% of the females tested harbored male microchimerism in the brain. Male microchimerism was present in multiple brain regions. So 63% of women carry male DNA cells that live in their brain. So basically, every woman you've ever had sex with has a little bit of you floating around in their brain right now.
Not sure how I feel about that.
It's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah, it's very weird.
You'd think, like, you know, it all falls out. But apparently there's some that travels all the way up to the brain. That'd be too much. Ancient Aliens style would say, and could eventually find its way back down and impregnate her.
Okay, that's a little bit scary.
Could, I guess.
Because if she has that, my DNA in her brain, mm-hmm. and then she has a baby with somebody else, but that DNA is part of her brain, then am I not like an uncle?
Yeah, I guess kind of.
Or something.
You're at least a godfather.
Yeah, that's very weird. But that actually would play into the ancient alien thing. That aliens have created this new DNA thing in women's heads, and it's so that we'll evolve as a species. I'm telling you. Do you ever look at what the trends are on Twitter where it says Houston trends?
Mine always says United States trends.
Oh, okay. Cause I have Houston trends and I don't know what any of these are. Well, I know Coco Gauff is the 15-year-old Wimbledon winner.
Okay.
That won again today. It was actually on in the gym, so. But, like, we stand with Nikki. Do not panic, but.
Those are both United States trending as well.
Okay. Hotel Diablo.
Also trending United States. Teleprompter.
Yeah.
President Trump blames a rained on teleprompter, his 4th of July speech gaffe.
Yeah. Summertime in Paris.
Don't have that one.
Okay. Weiss.
Nope.
Tim Ryan.
Nope.
Okay. So it's a little bit different.
That's something you only do once. Free Flacco.
Nope. Don't have that one.
Odubel Herrera. Dr. Stone and Mac Dre.
No, I don't have any of those.
Hmm.
So, interesting. So, man, a lot of hatred towards corn tortillas.
Well, I guess.
And, you know, this brings out absolute guy, too. Like, tacos are double corn tortilla or single fried corn tortilla. If it's a flour tortilla, it's a burrito. Free Birds and Chipotle isn't a burrito. It's a white man's folded flatbread. Okay, listen, you grew up with it a certain way. That's what you call it. A lot of other people are going to disagree with you. It could still be a taco, just not what you call it. So stop with your absolutes. Wants to know if the DNA comes from oral.
I don't know.
Need a little more detail on that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's only, this says just sexual intercourse.
Okay, because that seems to me, it'd be a shorter trip.
Yeah.
Think that's what it would be. Most of the people saying corn tortillas blow are white guys.
I think that's pretty standard.
Yeah.
White people not as hip to corn tortillas, you know.
I think a lot of it, too, is like most of these Tex-Mex places, even with fajitas and everything else, it's all flour. But you go to traditional Mexican restaurants, and it's almost all corn.
Yeah.
Like, you know, old school Mexican food.
Yeah.
And there's like a couple in the city that I go to. There's one over in Midtown that's really good, but it's all corn tortillas there, if I remember correctly.
I think Tex-Mex is a big flour tortilla
thing. Yeah, and that's why I think it's, you know, people look at it that way. But I'm a fan of both. I like both Tex-Mex and traditional Mexican food. So, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. I also, and you can correct me on this, but doesn't Austin have more traditional Mexican, Austin, San Antonio, more traditional Mexican restaurants than Tex-Mex, or is it more San Antonio?
It's more San Antonio, okay. But it's still a good blend of, because Austin's a real heavy Tex-Mex town, but San Antonio's got more traditional Mexican food, but they also have a lot of Tex-Mex. I
know San Antonio, when I've been there, it's always been more corn tortilla.
Like West Coast Mexican food, I think, mostly uses corn tortillas.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is also closer to more traditional.
Yeah.
It's like even the place I go in Vegas is a traditional Mexican and it's corn tortillas. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
I need tacos now.
I want a hamburger now in the worst way.
Actually, I'm going to eat Chinese food tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Going to share beer at my buddy's restaurant after the show.
Oh, that's
eat some grub.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just going to go home and be told what I'm doing.
Oh, what a life you've got. What a life you've laid out for yourself here.
Oh, man. 713-780-3776. I'm guessing RJ and the guys just took the day off.
That's yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
Usually they would text us or something, let us know.
Yeah, I guess they just assume we'd be off today.
Maybe so.
Your Astros tonight, Verlander back on the mound. He has not pitched well lately.
He's not.
Time for him to get it going again.
Yeah, I would assume, well, I don't know. I assume that he'll pick it back up. But again, we never really know. Like, Justin Verlander's a monster, and he's a different kind of animal for sure. But he's also not a young cat. And at some point, he's going to slow down.
Yeah.
I really, really hope it's not right now.
No, I hope it's 3 years from now.
Yeah.
So.
Do you think there will be, while Justin Verlander's in Houston, he's got 3 years left, right?
This year and then, 2-year extension.
So 2 years beyond this year?
Yeah.
Do you think that, there's a point where we're going to see not good Justin Verlander?
Possibly. I don't think we're there yet, though. I think it's just
I don't either. I think it's just a rough spot. But
I think by midway through year three, you might start seeing. Yeah, because I think he's got this year, next year. After that, I'd be a little concerned.
Okay.
Because he's been so durable. I mean, I don't see any reason why he can't continue to pitch at a high level.
Will we see Justin Verlander with in either of his last two Astros seasons with an ERA over 3.5?
I'm going to go 75% yes.
Ooh, okay. It's funny that...
But, I mean, that might be 375 and you're happy with it because he's still pitching at a pretty good level.
It's so funny to hear people talk about, I wouldn't go after Madison Bumgarner because he's not pitching great. And people quickly forget how a good pitcher on a bad team doesn't look all that. Like, Justin Verlander wasn't a big prize in a lot of people's minds anymore because most people thought he was washed because he wasn't pitching at the level that he was when he was winning Cy Youngs and MVPs. But obviously Verlander got on a good team, turned things around.
Well, and there's so much to it. For one thing, you have better defense around. You can pitch a little more freely because you know your team's going to score runs. When you're on a bad team, you know you've got to pitch tight. You've got to make sure you don't give up anything. I'd take Madison Bumgarner right now.
My favorite thing is looking at Justin Verlander's stats from his 2017 stats, where when he left Detroit, he had a 3.82 ERA. And his time in Houston, 5 starts and 5 wins, 1.06 ERA.
That's above average. That's
unbelievable. 34 innings pitched, 43 strikeouts. That's pretty good. I'm gonna go above 5 walks.
Yeah.
43-5 strikeout to walk ratio. Ridiculous. Yeah, I think he'll be okay. I think it's just a rough patch right now.
Zach on Twitch, along the Ancient Alien theme, you've got to watch Unacknowledged and Bob Lazar on Netflix. You'll enjoy both. I've not heard of either one of those. So I'll have to check those out. You also would like to request one Ancient Alien segment per week. That's a bit much.
It's way too much.
I don't know
anything about it.
All I want them to do.
You know what I know about Ancient Aliens? Is that the one with the guy with the crazy hair?
Yeah, that's it.
He's always a meme.
Yeah,
that's all I know about that show.
Yeah, and that's all you need to know. That's good enough. But I just want to be the narrator. The guy that's there is like 63 years old. He's got to be ready to retire soon. And I want to be the next narrator of Ancient Aliens. And I'd be really good at it. And I could probably do that job and still do this one. So just so you know, Ancient Aliens, I want that job.
You'd probably try to work all your stuff into your Ancient Alien stuff into the show, and I wouldn't like it.
Oh, well. All right, we got one segment left. What do I have? Oh, yeah, give me a second here because I, messing around and closed my computer. Not my computer, but my thing that has all my live reads on it. I don't really need.
Yeah, you don't need a read to tell people about Big City Wings.
No, I don't need that because Big City Wings is awesome. And 8 great locations. And right now they've got that special menu where you've got the crawfish and mac and cheese, the fruity pebble waffles. They're all the time doing stuff like that. They'll add some things. And deep down, they're still the best wing place there is. You can get great wings there. The sour cream and onion wings are fantastic, by the way. And really, all their wings are great. Whether you like boneless, whether you like the bone-in, they're going to get you covered on that. But they're also just a great restaurant. And that includes burgers and loaded baked potatoes and chicken tenders. You name it, they've got you covered. It's all fantastic. They also have specials every single day. Happy hour specials Monday through Saturday from 3 to 6:30. And go find the one nearest you. I go to the one in the Marquee Center. But no matter where you are around town, they're going to have one near you. 8 great locations all over the city. Kingwood, Rayford Road now. They're all over the place. Go check them out. Find the location nearest you. Go to BigCityWings.com. You can follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Big City Wings. Houston's Wing Joint, BigCityWings.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You've all heard me talking about Champion Energy for a while.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment to go in the week. Let's finish it up strong, man. Let's do it the way we do every week. Let's play stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
What's wrong with playing with guys you're familiar with?
Yeah.
And guys you like and guys,
or guys you want to spend all your time with.
Well, yeah, because this is, you know, this is worse than a marriage, man. You're with these guys all the time.
Well, I mean, the people who are against player-made teams, are they want to go back to arranged marriages. So, yeah, let's let someone else decide who should be married.
We've got this nice girl for you, yeah. AJ.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah. She's got a great, great personality.
Comes from good stock.
She's got breeding hips. Because I like to use a whirlpool in the gym sometime.
I'm sure.
But I don't swallow. I mean, I don't get my mouth anywhere near the water there.
Save that drop. I mean, meanwhile, Donald Sutherland now, I mean, he's got to be in his 80s. I wouldn't mind seeing his ass now.
Probably pretty fit.
Yeah, seeing what
yeah, he still looks pretty good.
See how it held up.
I bet there's some droop and sag there, though, AJ.
I mean, he's in his 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, of course.
Yeah, you're probably going to see the package dripping below there.
You think so?
Oh, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Just berries. The twig is shriveled up inside.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's but the berries itself. are ripe and hanging low.
Yeah. Yeah. Low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Kind of like spoiled bananas, I would say. Yeah. And they had to call up a pitcher tonight that
I never even heard of him.
I don't know enough about him. I guess we'll find out tonight when they throw him out there.
Urquidy.
I think that's how you pronounce it. I do not know. I will find out tonight when I watch the broadcast.
Urquiding me that this guy's a professional baseball player.
I see what you did there. Uh-huh. Save that one for stupid stuff.
I'm like an eighth Indian, so I'm celebrating my heritage.
You didn't do one of those DNA things, did you?
No.
Okay.
I have like direct ancestors that were alive, so
I'm
I know.
Guessing you mean Native American.
Yes, Native American.
Oh, no, that is not what you meant. Oh, no.
Good Lord. This is what we're bringing on air right now. Oh, just already racially insensitive to start the segment. I mean, disgusting. Just disgusting. Like, if I tongue-kissed you, I could get the flu.
Yeah, but that if it's sitting on an ice cream thing, I don't know how long it stays there. So,
I mean, and let's be honest. If I tongue-kissed you, the least of our concerns would be the flu.
Yeah, that would be an issue because, you know, I've been asking for that for a while, and you just keep saying no.
I'm a germaphobe.
What do we got coming up? That's what you're here to talk about, right?
It is,
and
yes.
The listener appreciation party, is that
yes,
official?
Yes, that's what I'm announcing here.
You just ruined the surprise, Fred. Way to go.
Did I say anything about a
date? That's the only reason she's here, so.
Okay.
Thanks, Courtney.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Oh, fun week.
Plenty of stupidity, Fred. You done good.
Yeah, well, we did that in 4 days.
Yeah.
Well, 3 days, really, because we didn't have anything from today. So, yeah. It was good stuff. All right, so stick around. You're going to have Late Hits with Patrick Creighton coming up next. And more importantly, Juggalo Trey.
Yes.
He's in there. He's eager. You can tell he's excited.
Oh, man. Juggalo Trey did a weird thing, and he faded up the sides of his hair and left a big bush on top and has a big bushy beard. So it's like bush, skin fade, bush.
I think it's got to be a NASCAR reason for that.
Is it?
That's the only thing I can think of.
Is that what Kurt Busch looks like?
Or Kyle Busch.
Or,
maybe he's honoring both of the Bushes.
Or Vickers. Or somebody like that. This is my Vickers look. He's going for the superhuman look. Juggalo Trey's not even the most famous Juggalo anymore. That's really disappointing.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Stay tuned for Patrick Creighton so you can hear Juggalo Trey. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. Till Monday, stay sporty, bitches.